Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It is 12:07, and you are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. There's Lindsay Rose. Lindsay, if you don't take a picture of me and get some video so I can have it later, girl. I mean, I took a bath this morning and everything. Hey, Lindsay, and that's your family? Hi, Lindsay's family. Oh, how awesome. You know, we all family here. We are all cousins at the Minnesota State Fair, the Great Minnesota Get Together. Hey, fair people, how y'all doing? A beer and Sweet Martha's. That's living the life, baby. A beer with your Sweet Martha's cookies, it don't get no better than that. And I'll be here until 3 o'clock today. I've got an amazing lineup of guests. Some of them are on the porch with me. Actually, all of them except the one who didn't come. And he is, yeah, they're looking at you crazy, Brett, because you're not here. This is the second year in a row that I've tried to get you on the porch at the CCO radio booth. The peoples are here, Brett, and you are not here.
Well, Shaletta, I am there with you very much in spirit.
That don't count. You got to get in that parking. You got to fight for that space. You got to get in that traffic. We have some sweat equity in this thing, Brett.
you sound great. And by the way, what a perfect day to be there.
Oh, my God, it is. And for those of you who don't know Brett, Brett Edelson, CEO of United Healthcare, is joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And we are so delighted to have you here. Have you been to the fair this year? There's only a few more days left.
I know. You know, I have not, but our boys are fire explorers, and they went for Fire Prevention Day. Unfortunately, it was a work day. And they were working, and it's such a, you know, every day is special at the fair, but I love that there's these focus days like fire prevention. So they had a fantastic time there, and I feel like I was there because they brought home a big bucket of Sweet Martha's cookies.
Yes, and do you know, I actually met Sweet Martha the other day. I was in the middle of an interview, and I saw her walk by, Brett, and I cut the interview short, and I jumped off the porch at the CCO radio booth, because, you know, we're right next to her, and I ran over there to just say hi, because I need to know, how is it that without social media, Just with some flour and milk and sugar and chocolate chips and eggs, she makes $5 million in 12 days. That's the small business workshop that I want to go to. I don't want to go to any other of these Tony Robbins things. I want Sweet Martha to get in there and tell me the secret to her success.
Yeah, that if you figure that out, you should bottle that up and sell it.
She should bottle it up and sell it. And, you know, I got to ask you, coming out here, what has always been your traditional favorite fair food?
Well, besides Sweet Martha's, typically we start the day, and it's usually in the morning with French fries, is just a pretty special tradition for us. And then we always get the turkey leg and the corn on the cob. So we're pretty traditional. We don't typically try the new flashy thing of the year. We just always go to those kind of standbys we know that we love and you can only get at the fair.
And, you know, that's just, I did the new flashy thing. So what I did was I stood in line for 30 minutes for the pickle pizza. It was good. But, you know, the people who were in line with me, who are now officially my cousins since we spent so much time together, we had two standards. Is it good? And then is it worth standing in line for? So that's two different answers.
So what was the verdict on pizza pickle?
It wasn't worth the 30 minutes in line. Now, Peachy's Donuts, so you got to have Peachy's Donuts. You got to send the kids back. Everybody's saying, whoop, whoop, Peachy's. They are delicious. I stood in line for 17 days, and it was worth every hour. It was worth every hour. It was definitely.
What kind of donuts?
Just plain glaze, but they're hot and fresh, and they're those Amish donuts. It is our tradition now. Like when we come to the fair, we go, the first thing we do is get in line at Peachy's. And we had them first like last year, and the line was always so long. And once we stood in line and realized how good they were, we didn't mind standing in line again. Now, we're talking about traditions and family traditions. I got to know, what's your favorite family summer tradition besides the state fair, of course?
Well, you know, we always try to take one trip. So this year, actually, we went out to Maine and just got to explore somewhere new. But then also, you know, maybe these aren't traditions, but, you know, we just love when there's a little bit more free time to bike, play sports. And, you know, we just love seeing our boys hang out with their friends, which is probably their highlight of the summer.
And you have to tell me this. When is it that they want to spend more time with their friends than you? Because that's where I'm at right now. Like, my boy went off to college, and I'm texting him, I'm calling him, and I feel like I'm in a relationship with my high school crush. Like, I'm texting him, like, hi, how's it going? Everything all right? How classes? You make new friends? And you know what he texts back? K did not answer anything.
That's it. Well, hey, congratulations on Andrew graduating high school and going to college. You must be so proud of him and proud of yourself.
I'm proud, but I'm lonesome. You know, you spend all this time and you try to get them out the house, and then they go, and then you're sad, and then you miss them, and you go in the room, and there's nobody in there, and who's gonna take out the trash and shovel that snow? And you start thinking about the responsibilities that you have to do now that the oldest son is out of the house.
Doesn't it change quickly?
Yeah, it does. Now, another thing that changes is, you know, one day we're in summer vacation, the next day school starts, and we're gearing up for back to school time. I know nobody wants to talk about it. Look, Makisha Nation and her kids. I said back to school, and he rolled his eyes at me. I'm going to tell your mama, you're rolling your eyes at me while I'm trying to do my job because I said back to school. The kids do not want to be sitting next to me anymore, Brett, out here at the State Fair because I said back to school. But it is really a good time to talk about that because we really have to focus on making a priority their mental health. You know, our kids are going through situations that we've never experienced. They're coming out of COVID. We still haven't talked about what that means for them. We're going to be restricting the devices and iPads a lot. Talk to me about what should parents think about as it relates to the mental health of our kids when we're getting them ready to go back to school.
Well, you know, the first thing is everyone's got to acknowledge it. Like, mental health is a part of everyone's health and wellness. And, you know, unfortunately, we didn't always recognize that as a community. And I do think we do a better job of that now. And when I think about back to school in particular, you don't just have to be ready for school with your supplies, you know, with your pencils and your books. You also have to be ready emotionally and mentally to start the school year. So I think the first thing is just acknowledge that, you know, mental health is real, and that's part of the preparation. So you think about the school year, that, you know, you don't have any do-overs in life, but it is a time to reset. You can kind of start to, you know, focus on it. Maybe if you haven't in the past, or if you have in the past, you know, think of a way to even focus on it more in this school year.
And, you know, one of the things that we did was we went and everybody got an eye exam. Everybody needed new glasses. Everybody's prescription was out of date. And then the other day I was like, oh, Lord, they need, like, the sign-off for sports and medicine mm-hmm. and their asthma action plan. But I want you to talk to me about why it's important for parents to think about whole person health. And that includes those eye exams and those dental cleanings and those annual visits.
Yeah, well, you know, they're all linked. You know, we started talking about mental health, but mental health is linked to your physical health. Physical health is very much your vision and hearing and dental as well. They're all linked together. So one of the things which we try to do is just getting the annual wellness exam at the pediatrician, you know, because they take care of the vision, the hearing, and even for, you know, older kiddos now, they do that mental health assessment, you know, right there in the office. So it's like a kind of a good place to get started if you're just looking for one thing to do. But, you know, to address your question, like, they're all connected. And if one of them isn't addressed, you know, chances are it's going to impact all those other pieces, which ultimately is going to show up in how our kiddos get to school and participate each day.
You know, I remember I have a younger brother, and he always hated school. And he wound up dropping out of high school and getting a GED. And meanwhile, here I am going to college, first person in my family to graduate from college. And my brother and I sat down, and I was like, I don't ever knew why you didn't like school. And we just kind of did a you know, just going back to, like, when he remembers enjoying school and being in the classroom, right? And we traced it to his third grade teacher. He failed third grade. And when he got a different teacher the next year in third grade, she said, oh, well, this child just can't see. He needs glasses. But he spent an entire year behind and frustrated. And, you know, she would bring him up to the board and he couldn't really see. And he was sitting in the back of the classroom. And, you know, she thought he was being disruptive. And he just had a difficult time. But it wasn't that he could not see. And all she needed to do was just take a moment. And I mean, immediately, Brett, the next year when he had a different teacher, the first week of school, she said, oh, this boy needs new glasses. He just needs, and once he got those glasses, he was fine. He passed third grade. He had no problem after that. But he never really regained a love of school and being in the classroom. So that, I understand exactly what you're saying when you say that stuff bleeds over. Now, you know, folks are listening to us, whether they're here at the fair with me or they're listening on the radio or they're cleaning out the garage, which I'm hoping my ex-husband is doing at my house while I'm out here working right now. Where can people go to get more information? Because, you know, as a parent, it's hard to try to go here, there, and everywhere. But you guys have a one-stop shop at United Healthcare where people can go and get more information to get their kids ready to go back to school.
Yeah, you know, we definitely do. So at UHC.com, we have a lot. It's in our latest news section, and we have some things like a preventative care checklist, which you can search by age, some back-to-school tips, and then, of course, more information on vision, dental, mental health, all the things that we talked about today.
Well, I can't thank you enough for being on the show. Okay, so this is 2 years in a row. I'm not going to say you totally ghosted me because you did call. But next year, I expect you to be out here on the porch with me.
We you know what? So let's plan it now. If we can do it not Labor Day weekend, but the weekend before, that is
the
much easier.
The weekend before. Okay. So that's on me. That's my bad. I asked you to come for Labor Day weekend because that's when we start thinking about back to school. Okay, so we'll do it the weekend before next year. We'll have all your traditional foods that you like, and I'm going to have you try to pick a pizza, okay?
I would love the pickle pizza.
And you tell your wife and I said hello, please.
I definitely will. She casts along her best view. You know that you are one of the favorite people in our household. Our boys, Heather and me, all just adore you.
Well, I just love y'all, too. And tell the boys I said have a great school year. And tell your wife I love and miss her. And all the best to you and your family.
And we will see you in person very soon.
In person very soon. Brett Edelson, CEO of United Healthcare, joining me courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline right here at the State Fair. I'm going to see if I can't get Makisha Nation and her boys on the air real quick with me when we come back.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 12:25. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. We are live from the Great Minnesota Get Together. Say hi, everybody. Oh, it is beautiful. I'm meeting so many new cousins. I say this is the biggest family reunion you'll ever attend in your life because everybody just falls in love with each other. I was just trying to go to the bathroom. Okay, I'm 52 years old. I can't hold it no more. Okay, I can't just, you know, wait 3 or 4 hours. It has to be a regular thing. And so this beautiful couple, hey, y'all, stop. And they wanted to talk to me while I was trying to get to the bathroom. And they wanted to have a whole conversation. And it was almost a catastrophe that was taking place as I tried to just make my way to the restroom. And so, you know, I love people. I love stopping to talk to people. I just want to tell you, I wasn't trying to be rude, y'all. Okay. All right. I was trying to avoid mopping. I didn't feel like mopping this morning. So, okay, I just want to let y'all know. And I tell you, today was the very first time that I have been to the state fair without a child. I moved to Minnesota 18 years ago in October. And I had to hurry up and get pregnant because I was trying to trap Sean into marrying me. And so I moved here in October. I got pregnant right away. And so I had Andrew in July. And so the state fair happens in August. And so I had a brand new baby with me. And every year since then, I have never gone to the state fair without a child until today. today, can I get some claps, Jonathan? Today was my first time at the fair without a child. And I have to tell you, it is awesome. I might never go back home. Girl, you sitting there with babies on top of babies on top of babies. You feel it, don't you, girl? I mean, I got here leisurely. I got out of the car, and all I needed was my keys and my cell phone. I didn't have a diaper bag. I didn't have snacks. I didn't have a change of clothes. I didn't have Pampers. I didn't have anything. And I just walked to wherever I wanted to damn walk to and ate whatever the hell I wanted to eat and stood in line however long I felt like standing in line for the food that I wanted to eat. I peed when I got ready. You know, I walked as slow or as fast as I wanted to walk, and I sat for no reason and talked to nobody, and nobody was asking me questions about what to do next. I do not have to go to the Kidway or the Midway. I can sit right here and cross my legs and just enjoy the breeze. This is beautiful, girl. This is beautiful. It has not happened in 18 years that I've been at the fair without a child. So I have sent a note off to the people in charge of the state fair, and I have informed them of my great idea to have a kid-free day at the fair. Come on now, kid-free day at the state fair where there's nobody under the age of 19 allowed, because 18, they're still going to find their mama to borrow money. So nobody under the age of 19 allowed in the fair. And that would give us time to just do grown-up stuff. We can go to Mancini's and eat. We can go get a beer. We can go to Dino's and get one of the Bombas with the Grey Duck Vodka Slushy. And we could just have us a good time. We don't have to share our Bloomin' Onions or our French fries with nobody. Nobody's double dipping our deep fried ranch. I really think that the people at the state fair need to adopt this and just have, like, maybe, you know, instead of a preview day, a kid free day. So the day before the fair where all the grown up adults can come, and then we can tell our kids without guilt, you can't come. You know, because as parents, we feel bad. We have to say, you can't come. And they start crying. And you be like, damn, okay, come on, you know. But we can say, no, you can't come because you have to be 19 years old. And that's the rule. Mommy, sorry, you know, we follow rules in this house. So I'm so sorry. Mommy is not going to be able to allow you to come. But I'll bring you back some deep fried pickles. And I'll bring you back some other things. But you won't be able to come with us because, yeah, I'm so sorry. Babysitter will be here in a moment. And then we can have really cool adult concerts like Earth, Wind & Fire and Lionel Richie and Chicago, you know, somebody that we like and enjoy. It won't be the Kids Bop or Ludacris. Nothing against Ludacris. He's awesome. But for adult night, I don't think he's a good fit. Michael McDonald, people like that. Yeah, people like that. And I don't know about y'all, but I think that I should partner with the fair next year to sponsor adult night. What do y'all think? What do you think? Okay. All right. I think, Josh, that is a great idea. I think that we have great consensus in the crowd. The kids are rolling their eyes, but they will get over themselves because I believe that we deserve a day at the fair. Look at all the retired people. You see how happy they look? Look at us with kids. You see how not happy we look? You see how that works? See how that works? You with me? I'm need your cosign. Okay, girl. Okay. Tell your kids bye. Just leave them right there. We're going to go. We're going to start today. Y'all stick around. We've got so much more to come on the Shaletta Show live from the Great Minnesota Get Together. Woo! I love being at the fair because folks just turn into your, like, best friends. Like, I have a whole new group of friends. They are hanging my banner over here because, of course, you know, WCCO Radio celebrating 100 years put together a banner with all of their hosts and did not include me. So I had to go to Image 360 in Woodbury, talk to Gina, get a design, and head over to the Office Depot in Stillwater to get one made. And so I put it up, and somehow when I turned my back, either Jason DeRusha or the wind ripped it down. And so I had to get another one made. And so we're hanging that one up right now. And my okay, so you got to tell me what your husband's name is. Brad, Mr. Brad is hanging up my banner. Thank you, Mr. Brad. God bless you. I appreciate it. Nicer to me than anybody here at the station. And I'm talking about Jason DeRusha, Chad Harmon, and Adam Carter specifically. And we are having such a good time at the fair. And I have to tell you, just as the weather is cooling down, you heard me do that forecast, 73 degrees on Monday. Baby, the battle for the presidency is heating up. We are just a little over 2 months from the general election on November 5th. And if you think you've been bombarded with headlines and political ads already this summer, baby, you just wait. The candidates are pulling out all the stops to get your vote. And today, we want to make sure you are set to cast your ballot either before or on November 5th. Now, we're happy that Carl Landskrainer is here with us live at the fair. He is a program manager for voter engagement at Hennepin County Elections. Carl, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you got your beautiful bride and your babies. Now, you got to tell me everybody's name because they are just absolutely adorable.
Yeah, that's my wife, Emma, our 3.5-year-old Edith and seventh-month-old Arthur.
Hey, Arthur. Hey, Edith. Y'all having a good old time at the State Fair. Oh, I love it. A family man bringing the babies out. I'm so glad y'all are here and y'all made the trip. Now, we just finished up the primaries, Carl, and a couple of weeks ago, and now we have our sights set on the general election on November 5th. And this is more than just presidential candidates on the ballot. I want to make sure that people know that they've got a couple of other things that they need to vote for and on November 5th or before. So what can voters expect in Hennepin County?
Yeah, of course. So across the state, all voters in Minnesota are going to be voting on president, United States Senator, their U.S. Congressperson, as well as their representative to the United States House. We're also voting for our Minnesota House members. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a Supreme Court race on the ballot, other judicial races. It's a little bit more special or kind of unique is in the western suburbs of Minneapolis and like Minnetonka area, there's a special election for state Senate. And the winner of that is going to decide who controls the Minnesota Senate next session. So that's going to be a really important race for folks in that district, Senate District 45, to get out and vote in.
And, you know, my son Andrew just headed off to college, and he asked me, Mom, can I vote in St. Cloud where I'm going to school? And I said, son, I don't think that that's possible because, you know, the person who is in charge of that district right now is not the person that's on the ballot here in Cottage Grove. So how can folks check on their voting status to make sure they're registered and find the correct polling places? Because I want to make sure I give my son the right information.
Yep, exactly. So you can find your polling place at mnvotes.gov/find my polling location, I believe. I have that in my head now. I'm just going to find that in a moment again. I apologize. But you can go to that website. You can check your registration status as well as register online if you want to.
Yeah.
You can also go to mnvotes.gov/myballot find your sample ballot, and then you can see all the races you're going to be voting on.
And that is so important because my 18-year-old, it's his first time voting. You know, Minnesota has a law now where some felons now have the right to vote. And so that's so important that those people who are going to vote are not intimidated. Also, you know, I work a lot with parents who have autistic kids who are now adults and they want to go and vote. So having that information so they're not overwhelmed at the ballot box is so important, right?
Exactly. Yeah, and to correct myself, it's mnvotes.org/registration is the place where you can go to check your registration as well as register online.
Okay. Now, talk to me about absentee and early voting in this election. Walk us through what the folks who are listening and here at the State Fair, you know, can expect.
Yeah, of course. So absentee voting and early voting are two things very similar but slightly different in how you would approach them. So starting with absentee voting, super, super easy. You can either fill out a paper application or you can go to mnvotes.org/absentee and request a ballot.
Okay.
These ballots will start being mailed out and arriving on September 20th or around then.
Okay.
Early voting begins on September 20th, and then you can just vote from your home. So in all honesty, I see about 15 different lines here at the fair that would take you longer to wait in than to vote with a mail-in ballot. You just get it, you open it up, you fill it out, you follow the instructions. The only thing to really note for voting absentee is you do need a witness to witness your ballot.
Okay.
So this person just needs to be a registered voter, or not a registered voter anymore. They just changed that. So they need to be an eligible voter in Minnesota.
Okay.
And if you cannot find that person, I know I went to college in North Carolina. There were no Minnesotans around there I could find. So I just went to a bank and found a notary for free. And a notary can be that witness, too.
Okay, I think that that's what I'm going to have my son do, because I don't want to disturb him while he's in school. This is his first year in college. To get him back here to vote, he can do that absentee, and he can find a notary at Bremer Bank. Yeah. Okay, that's a good idea. And speaking of young people, before you go, I want to make sure that parents know that their 16 and 17-year-olds are now able to pre-register to vote. Tell me about that option.
Yeah, so exactly. If anyone goes to that website again, mnvotes.org/registration, you can see you'll see on the registration application it says if you're 16 and 17-year-old, you can register. What this means is you're basically just put in a queue. So when you turn 18, you get placed on the voter rolls. You're not on the voter rolls, obviously, before you'll be eligible.
Mm-hmm.
But once you turn 18, you're going to be put there. And this also kind of ties into a new system we have in Minnesota called automatic voter registration.
Okay.
Because when these 16 and 17-year-olds register for their first driver's license or anything like that, as well as any of us, when we go to the DMV for the next time to renew our license, we will automatically be placed on the voter registration rolls. Obviously, it's different for the 16 and 17-year-olds. They'll be placed on that pre-registration list. But once you do that, you're all set. You don't need to do anything else. Now, I will add, because I know a lot of people have questions about this, on the back end, you know, you're not just fill out the application immediately put there. There's a lot of work that they do at the DMV, as well as Secretary of State's office, to ensure that when you applied for your license, you had citizenship affirming documents to, you know, make sure that nobody gets the Secretary of State's office without having proof citizenship. And then the Secretary of State will run a check to make sure that, you know, there's no court orders out for saying you can't vote or you're currently in jail.
Now, there's another website that, you know, a lot of my friends at church, at Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church in North Minneapolis, found helpful, was hennepin.us/elections. Talk to me about that, because that was really easy. It lets you prepare to vote, talk about absentee and early voting. You can even get election results there at hennepin.us/elections.
Exactly. So our website at Hennepin County is a great tool for really anyone in the state can go there and find information that's going to be relevant, like you know, the links to register to vote, where to get your absentee ballot, a lot of that stuff. But for voters specifically in Hennepin County, you'll be able to find locations of all the early vote locations, which means, you know, as other cities have early vote sites, you'll be able to see where your city is having early voting. For the county specifically, we will have early voting at Government Center.
Okay.
It's super easy. Again, should be a breeze for people to go vote there.
Okay.
And that's going to, you know, be the 46 days up until the election. And then, as I said, other cities are going to have early voting. There's a lot of wind here and stuff falling over.
Oh, man. I'm glad I ate them extra peaches donuts. I might be blowing in the wind right now if I hadn't had a whole bucket of Sweet Martha's cookies. See, I needed them 7 pounds. I knew they was going to come in handy. See how that wind blew and that TV slid and I didn't move? That was that peaches donuts right there, that Sweet Martha's cookies that kept me anchored in the Lord. Okay. Yes. Okay. So hennepin.us/elections. If you are living in Hennepin County, that's definitely where you need to go. And we wanted to make sure that everybody was ready. We don't want to tell you who to vote for, but we do want you to vote. And we want to get our young people involved because they are the future. Carl, thank you so much for being here.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a real pleasure.
And you and your beautiful family. Thank y'all. Thank you so much for coming. Look at his baby's adorable. Look at the babies. Aw, she's just adorable. Wear her shoes. She said, I don't need no shoes. It's the fair. It's not necessary, Mom. We are all getting dirty. We are all getting dirty. Y'all stick around. We've got more to come. It is 12:52. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830, your good neighbors. Hey, how y'all doing? Hey, fair people. Let me tell you something about the Minnesota State Fair. Baby, I have lived in four states, and I have never been to a state fair that was as clean as the Minnesota State Fair. Besides the Sweet Martha's cookies that we accidentally drop and step on, this morning when I got here to do the show, there was a trash can that was a little full right out here, full of, you know, old Sweet Martha's cookie stuff, you know, because Sweet Martha's is really busy. And I sent the folks at the fair a note and said, hey, the trash can is about to overflow. I don't think I hit sin before somebody was out here cleaning up that trash. I have been to the Ohio State Fair. I have been to the Texas State Fair. I have been to the Louisiana State Fair. I can't remember how many state fairs I've been to. This, by far, is the cleanest and neatest. If you just look around, there's not trash everywhere. Like, I felt like when I was, okay, I never really liked Ohio, so I could talk about it real bad because I'm never going back. I felt like when I was at the Ohio State Fair, I needed like one of those machines where you ride around, a Zambonis, but just that would clean up the dirt and trash and muck and mire. And the trash cans were always overflowing. And I'm like, why is it so dirty? Is there a strike? Are the unions on strike? Are they not picking up trash today? So I just, when I got to the Minnesota State Fair, I was like, wow, it is really clean here. And so that's why I was so surprised to see the trash cans full when I got here this morning. But I tell you what, it did not take them a hot minute. So thank you. We have a Minnesota State Fair worker right here. Let's give them a round of applause for all of y'all hard work. God bless you. Thank you. And you know what? I have to tell y'all, everybody out here is family. And so I got to talk to my friend, Mr. Brad, because Mr. Brad has been hanging out with me all morning long. Now, Mr. Brad, you got to tell us, where are you from? What city?
I'm from Orono.
Orono. Okay, so do you come down for the state fair and stay for like a couple of days, or do you come here and go all the way back to Orono?
We drive. It is only 25 minutes.
It is not 25 minutes to Orono. I love being at the fair because folks just turn into your, like, best friends. Like, I have a whole new group of friends. They are hanging my banner over here because, of course, you know, WCCO Radio celebrating 100 years put together a banner with all of their hosts and did not include me. So I had to go to Image 360 in Woodbury, talk to Gina, get a design, and head over to the Office Depot in Stillwater to get one made. And so I put it up, and somehow when I turned my back, either Jason DeRusha or the wind ripped it down. And so I had to get another one made. And so we're hanging that one up right now. Okay, so you got to tell me what your husband's name is.
Brad.
Mr. Brad is hanging up my banner. Thank you, Mr. Brad. God bless you. I appreciate it. Nicer to me than anybody here at the station. And I'm talking about Jason DeRusha, Chad Harmon, and Adam Carter specifically. And we are having such a good time at the fair. And I have to tell you, just as the weather is cooling down, you heard me do that forecast, 73 degrees on Monday. Baby, the battle for the presidency is heating up. We are just a little over 2 months from the general election on November 5th. And if you think you've been bombarded with headlines and political ads already this summer, baby, you just wait. The candidates are pulling out all the stops to get your vote. And today, we want to make sure you are set to cast your ballot either before or on November 5th. Now, we're happy that Carl Landskraner is here with us live at the fair. He is a program manager for voter engagement at Hennepin County Elections. Carl, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you got your beautiful bride and your babies. Now, you got to tell me everybody's name because they are just absolutely adorable.
Yeah, that's my wife, Emma,
hey,
and
Emma.
Our 3.5-year-old Edith and seventh-month-old Arthur.
Hey, Arthur. Hey, Edith. Y'all having a good old time at the state fair. Oh, I love it. A family man bringing the babies out. I'm so glad y'all are here and y'all made the trip. Now, we just finished up the primaries, Carl, and a couple of weeks ago, and now we have our sights set on the general election on November 5th. And this is more than just presidential candidates on the ballot. I want to make sure that people know that they've got a couple of other things that they need to vote for and on November 5th or before. So what can voters expect in Hennepin County?
Yeah, of course. So across the state, all voters in Minnesota are going to be voting on president, United States Senator, their U.S. Congressperson, as well as their representative to the United States House. We're also voting for our Minnesota House members. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a Supreme Court race on the ballot, other judicial races. And one it's a little bit more special or kind of unique, is in the western suburbs of Minneapolis, in like Minnetonka area, there's a special election for state Senate. And the winner of that is going to decide who controls the Minnesota Senate next session. So that's going to be a really important race for folks in that district, Senate District 45, to get out and vote in.
And, you know, my son Andrew just headed off to college, and he asked me, Mom, can I vote in St. Cloud where I'm going to school? And I said, son, I don't think that that's possible because, you know, the person who is in charge of that district right now is not the person that's on the ballot here in Cottage Grove. So how can folks check on their voting status to make sure they're registered and find the correct polling places? Because I want to make sure I give my son the right information.
Yep, exactly. So you can find your polling place at mnvotes.gov/find my polling location, I believe. I have that in my head now. I'm just going to find that in a moment again. I apologize. But you can go to that website. You can check your registration status as well as register online if you want to.
Yeah.
You can also go to mnvotes.gov/myballot to find your sample ballot, and then you can see all the races you're going to be voting on.
And that is so important because my 18-year-old, it's his first time voting. You know, Minnesota has a law now where some felons now have the right to vote. And so that's so important that those people who are going to vote are not intimidated. Also, you know, I work a lot with parents who have autistic kids who are now adults and they want to go and vote. So having that information so they're not overwhelmed at the ballot box is so important, right?
Exactly. Yeah, and to correct myself, it's mnvotes.org/registration is the place where you can go to check your registration as well as register online.
Okay. Now, talk to me about absentee and early voting in this election. Walk us through what the folks who are listening and here at the state fair, you know, can expect.
Yeah, of course. So absentee voting and early voting are two things very similar but slightly different in how you would approach them. So starting with absentee voting, super, super easy. You can either fill out a paper application or you can go to mnvotes.org/absentee and request a ballot.
Okay.
These ballots will start being mailed out and arriving on September 20th or around then.
Okay.
Early voting begins on September 20th, and then you can just vote from your home. So in all honesty, I see about 15 different lines here at the fair that would take you longer to wait in than to vote with a mail-in ballot. You just get it, you open it up, you fill it out, you follow the instructions. The only thing to really note for voting absentee is you do need a witness to witness your ballot.
Okay.
So this person just needs to be a registered voter, or not a registered voter anymore. They just changed that. So they need to be an eligible voter in Minnesota.
Okay.
And if you cannot find that person, I know I went to college in North Carolina. There were no Minnesotans around there I could find. So I just went to a bank and found a notary for free. And a notary can be that witness, too.
Okay. I think that that's what I'm going to have my son do because I don't want to disturb him while he's in school. This is his first year in college. To get him back here to vote, he can do that absentee and he can find a notary at Bremer Bank. Yeah. Okay, that's a good idea. And speaking of young people, before you go, I want to make sure that parents know that their 16 and 17-year-olds are now able to pre-register to vote. Tell me about that option.
Yeah, so exactly. If anyone goes to that website again, mnvotes.org/registration, you can see you'll see on the registration application, it says if you're 16 and 17-year-old, you can register. What this means is you're basically just put in a queue. So when you turn 18, you get placed on the voter rolls. You're not on the voter rolls, obviously, before you'll be eligible. Mm-hmm. But once you turn 18, you're going to be put there. And this also kind of ties into a new system we have in Minnesota called automatic voter registration.
Okay.
Because when these 16 and 17-year-olds register for their first driver's license or anything like that, as well as any of us, when we go to the DMV for the next time to renew our license, we will automatically be placed on the voter registration rolls. Obviously, it's different for the 16 and 17-year-olds. They'll be placed on that pre-registration list. But once you do that, you're all set. You don't need to do anything else. Now, I will add, because I know a lot of people have questions about this, on the back end, you know, you're not just fill out the application immediately put there. There's a lot of work that they do at the DMV, as well as Secretary of State's office, to ensure that when you applied for your license, you had citizenship affirming documents to, you know, make sure that nobody gets the Secretary of State's office without having proof citizenship. And then the Secretary of State will run a check to make sure that, you know, there's no court orders out for saying you can't vote or you're currently in jail.
Now, there's another website that, you know, a lot of my friends at church, at Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church in North Minneapolis, found helpful, was hennepin.us/elections. Talk to me about that, because that was really easy. It lets you prepare to vote, talk about absentee and early voting. You can even get election results there at hennepin.us/elections.
Exactly. So our website at Hennepin County is a great tool for really anyone in the state can go there and find information that's going to be relevant, like, you know, the links to register to vote, where to get an absentee ballot, a lot of that stuff. But for voters specifically in Hennepin County, you'll be able to find locations of all the early vote locations, which means, you know, as other cities have early vote sites, you'll be able to see where your city is having early voting. For the county specifically, we will have early voting at Government Center.
Okay.
It's super easy. Again, should be a breeze for people to go vote there.
Okay.
And that's going to, you know, be the 46 days up until the election. And then, as I said, other cities are going to have early voting. There's a lot of wind here and stuff falling over.
Oh, man. I'm glad I ate them extra peaches donuts. I might be blowing in the wind right now if I hadn't had a whole bucket of Sweet Martha's cookies. See, I needed them 7 pounds. I knew they was going to come in handy. See how that wind blew and that TV slid and I didn't move? That was that peaches donuts right there, that Sweet Martha's cookies that kept me anchored in the Lord. Okay. Yes. Okay. So hennepin.us/elections. If you are living in Hennepin County, that's definitely where you need to go. And we wanted to make sure that everybody was ready. We don't want to tell you who to vote for, but we do want you to vote. And we want to get our young people involved because they are the future. Carl, thank you so much for being here.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a real pleasure.
And you and your beautiful family. Thank y'all. Thank you so much for coming. Look at his baby's adorable. Look at the babies. Aw, she's just adorable. Wear her shoes. She said, I don't need no shoes. It's the fair. It's not necessary, Mom. We are all getting dirty. We are all getting dirty. Y'all stick around. We've got more to come. It is 12:52. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830, your good neighbors. Hey, how y'all doing? Hey, fair people. Let me tell you something about the Minnesota State Fair. Baby, I have lived in 4 states, and I have never been to a state fair that was as clean as the Minnesota State Fair. Besides the Sweet Martha's cookies that we accidentally drop and step on, this morning when I got here to do the show, there was a trash can that was a little full. Right out here, full of, you know, old Sweet Martha's cookie stuff, you know, because Sweet Martha's is really busy. And I sent the folks at the fair a note and said, hey, the trash can is about to overflow. I don't think I hit send before somebody was out here cleaning up that trash. I have been to the Ohio State Fair. I have been to the Texas State Fair. I have been to the Louisiana State Fair. I can't remember how many state fairs I've been to. This, by far, is the cleanest and neatest. If you just look around, there's not trash everywhere. Like, I felt like when I was, okay, I never really liked Ohio, so I could talk about it real bad because I'm never going back. I felt like when I was at the Ohio State Fair, I needed like one of those machines where you ride around, a Zambonis, but just that would clean up the dirt and trash and muck and mire. And the trash cans were always overflowing. And I'm like, why is it so dirty? Is everybody, is there a strike? Are the unions on strike? Are they not picking up trash today? So I just, when I got to the Minnesota State Fair, I was like, wow, it is really clean here. And so that's why I was so surprised to see the trash cans full when I got here this morning. But I tell you what, it did not take them a hot minute. So thank you. We have a Minnesota State Fair worker right here. Let's give them a round of applause for all of y'all hard work. God bless you. Thank you. And you know what? I have to tell y'all, everybody out here is family. And so I got to talk to my friend, Mr. Brad, because Mr. Brad has been hanging out with me all morning long. Now, Mr. Brad, you got to tell us, where are you from? What city?
I'm from Orono.
Orono. Okay, so do you come down for the state fair and stay for like a couple of days, or do you come here and go all the way back to Orono?
We drive. It is only 25 minutes.
It is not 25 minutes to Orono. Is that in dog gears? No, sir, because I...
Well, today it was like 35.
Okay. All right. Now, how bad was traffic once you got off the freeway and hit Snelling?
We got off on 280 in Como, or Energy Park Drive.
Okay, yeah, that's the back way that we don't tell everybody about, because then they're going to start taking it. That's why I said Snelling. We want to keep all the traffic on Snelling so they don't find out about our secret way of getting here without the traffic. Now, who did you bring to the fair with you? Is it a family affair? You coming solo? Give me the scoop.
My wife Barbara's with me.
Hi, Miss Barbara, and she is videotaping. Now, Mr. Brad, hey, Steve Thompson, how you doing, buddy? Steve Thompson is coming up after my show's over. He's going to be joining me in a minute. You go, Makisha? All right, see you later. That's Makisha Nation from Teach for America. She and her family were here, and we're still talking to Mr. Brad right here live at the Great Minnesota Get-Together. Now, what fair foods have you tried and fallen in love with?
I like the cookies.
Sweet Martha.
Yeah. Corn dog. My breakfast was a corn dog and a milkshake.
That's the breakfast of champions right there. Corn dog and milkshake. That's how we get down at the Minnesota State Fair. Now, are you a lifetime WCCO listener? What's going on? What's your affiliation with our great station that is celebrating 100 years this year?
I have been listening to WCCO since I grew up in western Minnesota. We could get the signal out there, so I grew up with Boone and Erickson, Howard Viken, Steve Cannon in the afternoons, Hobbs. What was?
Yay!
Yeah, Hobbs in the evening, and that's what the station I grew up with, and I loved it, and I love it today too because I think the personalities are great.
I just love Mr. Brad. Okay, so Mr. Brad, this is what I want to do for you because you have been so kind. Mr. Brad knew that they did not put my picture up on the banner. Can you tell I'm still salty about it? I had to go. Yes, he heard me complain about it. I had to go to Image 360, talk to Gina in Woodbury, get a signed design, take it to Office Depot in Stillwater, have them print it, and then put it up. I think Jason DeRusha tore it down. He claims the wind did it. There was wind and rain, so I'm going to defer to, you know, his first story, quote-unquote story. And so I had another sign made, and Mr. Brad has been here all morning trying to put the sign up, even though we don't have the tools to put the sign up. He's used tape. He spit on it. He licked it. He's done everything he could possibly do to put that sign up, but the wind is just really strong today. So we have taped it on the inside of the window. But because of your faithfulness to the station and your kindness to me, I'm going to gift you with that WCCO vinyl album celebrating the 100 years of the station. You got one of those. I'm going to give it to you today. It has got all the clips of all our favorite WCCO personalities over the past 100 years. Plus, as a bonus, you get all kinds of digital content, hundreds of photographs, and I want you to have that. That's my early Christmas present to you. So when we go to commercial break, I'm going to make sure you get that album, okay? And you guys can get it as well. You can go to WCCORadio.com. Right up top, you can get that album. It is on sale now, and the proceeds go to charity. Now, stick around. We've got two more hours coming up of the Shaletta Show. It is 12:52. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830, your good neighbors. Hey, how y'all doing? Hey, fair people. Let me tell you something about the Minnesota State Fair. Baby, I have lived in four states, and I have never been to a state fair that was as clean as the Minnesota State Fair. Besides the Sweet Martha's cookies that we accidentally drop and step on, this morning when I got here to do the show, there was a trash can that was a little full right out here, full of, you know, old Sweet Martha's cookie stuff, you know, because Sweet Martha's is really busy. And I sent the folks at the fair a note and said, hey, the trash can is about to overflow. I don't think I hit sin before somebody was out here cleaning up that trash. I have been to the Ohio State Fair. I have been to the Texas State Fair. I have been to the Louisiana State Fair. I can't remember how many state fairs I've been to. This, by far, is the cleanest and neatest. If you just look around, there's not trash everywhere. Like, I felt like when I was, okay, I never really liked Ohio, so I could talk about it real bad because I'm never going back. I felt like when I was at the Ohio State Fair, I needed like one of those machines where you ride around, a Zambonis, but just that would clean up the dirt and trash and muck and mire. And the trash cans were always overflowing. And I'm like, why is it so dirty? Is there a strike? Are the unions on strike? Are they not picking up trash today? So I just, when I got to the Minnesota State Fair, I was like, wow, it is really clean here. And so that's why I was so surprised to see the trash cans full when I got here this morning. But I tell you what, it did not take them a hot minute. So thank you. We have a Minnesota State Fair worker right here. Let's give them a round of applause for all of y'all hard work. God bless you. Thank you. And you know what? I have to tell y'all, everybody out here is family. And so I got to talk to my friend, Mr. Brad, because Mr. Brad has been hanging out with me all morning long. Now, Mr. Brad, you got to tell us, where are you from? What city?
I'm from Orono.
Orono. Okay, so do you come down for the state fair and stay for like a couple of days, or do you come here and go all the way back to Orono?
We drive. It is only 25 minutes.
It is not 25 minutes to Orono. Is that in dog years? No, sir, because I...
Well, today it was like 35.
Okay. All right. Now, how bad was traffic once you got off the freeway and hit Snelling?
We got off on 280 in Como, or Energy Park Drive.
Okay, yeah, that's the back way that we don't tell everybody about, because then they're going to start taking it. That's why I said Snelling. We want to keep all the traffic on Snelling so they don't find out about our secret way of getting here without the traffic. Now, who did you bring to the fair with you? Is it a family affair? You coming solo? Give me the scoop.
My wife Barbara's with me.
Hey, Miss Barbara, and she is videotaping. Now, Mr. Brad, hey, Steve Thompson, how you doing, buddy? Steve Thompson is coming up after my show's over. He's going to be joining me in a minute. You go, Makisha? All right, see you later. That's Makisha Nation from Teach for America. She and her family were here, and we're still talking to Mr. Brad right here live at the Great Minnesota Get-Together. Now, what fair foods have you tried and fallen in love with?
I like the cookies.
Sweet Martha.
Yeah. Corn dog. My breakfast was a corn dog and a milkshake.
That's the breakfast of champions right there. Corn dog and milkshake. That's how we get down at the Minnesota State Fair. Now, are you a lifetime WCCO listener? What's going on? What's your affiliation with our great station that is celebrating 100 years this year?
I have been listening to WCCO since I grew up in western Minnesota. We could get the signal out there, so I grew up with Boone and Erickson, Howard Viken, Steve Cannon in the afternoons, Hobbs. What was?
Yay!
Yeah, Hobbs in the evening, and that's what the station I grew up with, and I loved it, and I love it today too because I think the personalities are great.
I just love Mr. Brad. Okay, so Mr. Brad, this is what I want to do for you because you have been so kind. Mr. Brad knew that they did not put my picture up on the banner. Can you tell I'm still salty about it? I had to go. Yes, he heard me complain about it. I had to go to Image 360, talk to Gina in Woodbury, get a signed design, take it to Office Depot in Stillwater, have them print it, and then put it up. I think Jason DeRusha tore it down. He claims the wind did it. There was wind and rain, so I'm going to defer to, you know, his first story, quote-unquote story. And so I had another sign made, and Mr. Brad has been here all morning trying to put the sign up, even though we don't have the tools to put the sign up. He's used tape. He spit on it. He licked it. He's done everything he could possibly do to put that sign up, but the wind is just really strong today. So we have taped it on the inside of the window. But because of your faithfulness to the station and your kindness to me, I am going to gift you I'm going to gift you with that WCCO vinyl album celebrating the 100 years of the station. It's got, you got one of those. I'm going to give it to you today. It has got all the clips of all our favorite WCCO personalities over the past 100 years. Plus, as a bonus, you get all kinds of digital content, hundreds of photographs, and I want you to have that. That's my early Christmas present to you. So when we go to commercial break, I'm going to make sure you get that album, okay? And you guys can get it as well. You can go to WCCORadio.com. Right up top, you can get that album. It is on sale now, and the proceeds go to charity. Now, stick around. We've got two more hours coming up of the Shaletta Show.